Make no friendship with a man that is given to anger, and with a wrathful man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Proverbs 22:24-25. Throughout the scriptures, there are numerous examples of negative influences that not only affect the principal players, but also the lives of others. Rehoboam was influenced by his peers rather than the older and wiser, and resulted in the division of Israel, 1 Kings 12. Amnon, a son of David, was influenced by his friend Jonadab, which resulted in the rape of Tamar and the ultimate death of Amnon at the command of Absalom, 2 Samuel 13. Hanun was influenced by the princes of the children of Ammon, which resulted in the subjugation of the Syrians who had joined Ammon in fighting against David, and the cruel treatment of the people of all the cities of Ammon, 1 Chronicles 19-20. Rather than reading the text in this audio, you are encouraged to read the text yourself. You will be highly benefited thereby. Solomon warned his son about following the path of the wicked. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it, turn away from it, and pass on. Proverbs 4:14-15. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It taketh away the life of its owner. Proverbs 1:10-19. The Apostle Paul summed up the effects immoral friends can have on the righteous. Be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Thus, it is prudent to follow the instruction of David, saying, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor setteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bring forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Psalm 1:1-6.